In an unprecedented hearing called by the chair of the Senate Committee on Judiciary and Corrections, about 20 relatives of potential parolees lined up to complain about Alfonso Graham's decision to delay or deny paroles for their husbands, sons, or fathers. They urged the committee to vote against confirming Graham's appointment as parole commission chair. Sarah Freeman of Milwaukee summed up the sentiments of many families who feel the system is biased against them.
There are people who have worked to complete everything that was required of them by the judge, yet still be constantly told no. We'd just like to know, will there ever be a fair parole board? And if so, when?
There was strong support for Graham at the hearing from a few members of the Milwaukee Police Union and staff from the state's Office of Crime Victim Services. But Senator Lena Taylor, chairing the committee, told Graham she'll postpone a vote on his confirmation until she sees changes in the way he handles complaints.
I would hope that you would not destroy the hope of individuals who participate in programming and work on rehabilitative services.
For his part, Graham called the hearing an eye-opener and promised to try to communicate better with inmates' families. But he insisted that any paroles he's denied so far were based on a concern for protecting the public from people who might commit new crimes. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.